Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 222. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by the Corin Tucker Band. That song is called Neskowin. That's on the band's new album, Kill My Blues, which came out September 18th on the Kill Rock Stars label. Corin Tucker, based out of Portland, Oregon, and known as the guitarist of Slater Kinney, and before that, Heavens to Betsy, a band I really, really loved. Corin Tucker currently on tour now, with a date coming in Kansas City this Friday, October 5th. So chances are she's in your neck of the woods too. Lots of good music coming for you this week. It's going to be a little long podcast, but not too bad. So let's jump right into the next piece here. This is Regal Deagle with the song Not Mired.
Yeah. bus is always full, but we keep holding on. No one's filled with hate, we've left it all at home, but later it will dawn. And they say there's a light that never goes out by the bus driver's seat or the ticket machine. All the lonely people here, we do our best, but it costs a lot to hold. The stick in your hat, only punishment, no crime. Cause I miss you when I get in and out of bed, or when something makes me think about the things you said when we spoke. But what you said you wished was the last time. And they say there's a light that never goes out. All the lonely people here, we do our best, but it costs a lot to hold. But when the sun comes up, we've already used to the darkness. The light burns out our memories. This film will never be seen. It's not suitable for families. They say there's a light that never goes out on the bus driver's seat or the ticket machine. Everybody's alright with everything, as long as we eat from a food machine. All the nervous people here, we do our best, but it costs a lot to hold.
A great trio of pop there from some forthcoming albums. So that is the band Making Marks from Oslo, Norway. The name of that song is Ticket Machine, and that's the lead track from the Ticket Machine single, which will be out October 15th on FICA Recordings. The band used to be known by the incredibly twee moniker My Little Pony, but changed to Making Marks, shifted things up a little bit, and are making some very good music. There's a great video for that song. Check that one out online. Before that, Gremlin, that's G-R-M-L-N, the song Relax Yourself, Dolphin Cry. That is on the Explore EP, which will be out October 23rd on Car Park Records. That is the project of Udo Park, based out of Santa Cruz, California. One of those bedroom electronic projects, but doing it pretty well. Before that, Regal Deagle from Los Angeles, the track Not Mired. That's on the band's album Veritable Who's Who, which will be out October 16th on Post Present Medium Records. Let's see. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. Hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. This week, I think we're all winners. Coming up next, I have a track by Communist Daughter from Minneapolis. This song is called Ghosts.
Heaven, my heart, home, it's time I let it. I let go and God lets me forget them. Heaven, my heart, home, it's time I let go.
Don't mind. everything go away. Yeah, everything goes away. But I'm gonna be here till forever, so just call when you're around.
Couple of songs there, very heavy on atmosphere, right? That is Radical Face with the song Always Gold, the short attention span mix from the Always Gold EP, which will be out November 13th on Bear Machine. That is a project of Ben Cooper from Jacksonville, Florida. The EP contains three versions of Always Gold, one song from an earlier single, and I believe one new song, but it was my first introduction to the band, so I was happy to hear it and go back and find previous albums. I'm a big fan of that. Before that, Communist Daughter with the song Ghosts, and that is from the Lions and Lambs EP, which came out July 10th of this year on Grain Belt Records, the project of Johnny Solomon of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Both of those songs have excellent videos that you can find online. I believe I've linked them both from my G Plus account, or search on your own, whichever you prefer. I see I'm out of time here, so let's get the business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 222. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar for October, I've got Corin Tucker Band this Friday, the 5th at the Record Bar, the 9th First Aid Kit at the Granada, or you can see Stars at the Bottleneck the same night. The 10th is Hudson Falcon at the Riot Room, but I'm afraid I'm going to miss that one for a soccer match. On the 11th, Lighthouse and the Whaler at the Jackpot, excited about that. 16th, Shearwater at the Riot Room. 16th is also Crystal Castles at Liberty Hall. That note that has been moved. It was at up the Uptown, now it's at Liberty Hall. I won't be making that one, as I think I will be at Shearwater instead. The 19th, Balmoray at Record Bar. 20th, Converge at Granada. 21st, Tilly and the Wall at the Jackpot. And Nikki the Bee has been added to that lineup. So incredible crazy bounce there with silly indie pop. So should be a crazy show. The 23rd, Sleigh Bells at Granada. 26th, Quiet Corral at Granada. And that was with Communist Daughter, so who we just heard. The 27th, Minus the Bear at the Beaumont. The 30th, Off with the Spits at Record Bar. So that takes you through the end of the month. We're going to end things off this week not with black metal, so you'll be happy to hear that. It's with doom metal. But hey, if you guys are into like Rob Crow's Goblin Cock, this is something you're going to enjoy. It definitely leans a lot more towards the melodic and the pop side, maybe a little Typo Negative or Deadzy even. So give this one a shot. This is Obelisk, and I won't even spell that for you. It's a crazy way. The name of the song is Mount Nisa, and that's on the band's album White Lightning, which will come out October 16th on Exile on Main Street. The band's based out of Germany, and as I said, a little doom metal, slow and heavy, but with lots of melody and very interesting things happening with them. So give this one a shot, see if it's something that works out for you. If not, well, we'll talk again next week and try again. Thank you very much.